When law enforcement or landowners need to clean up the residue left behind by the manufacturer of methamphetamine, they turn to companies like Landmark Environmental of Bloomington, Minnesota. John Fox is vice president of Landmark. He's been running the meth lab cleanup division there for 3 years. John, at what point does your company get called in for something like this?
We get called in after the arrests have been made. We'll come in and work for the property owner to clean the property up.
When you actually come in to do the cleanup, what do you see? What do these labs look like?
If we come into a house, we'll see that the police have been there. They've kind of stopped the clock. So we'll see coffee filters with filter cake of chemicals in them, the Sudafed-type tablets laying around, and then caustics and acids and fuels and solvents, burn marks on carpets and chemical stains, generally kind of a garbage house environment.
What are the environmental hazards of methamphetamine?
There's the methamphetamine itself, and I'm not a toxicologist, so I can't give you a lot of detail on what it does, but when we test for the residual methamphetamine on the walls. We test carpets and fabrics for those same methamphetamine. And then the caustics and acid, the pH issues, fuels and solvents, and miscellaneous other metals and things like that that are used in different processes.
Do you test parts per million to determine how much meth is actually in the environment there?
Yeah, when we come in, we'll test a one-foot square sample on a wall. In our state, the standard is one part per million per square foot.
So the acceptable level is one part per million per square foot. What do you generally find?
If we test a fabric item like a carpet, it's typically higher because of the material. You know, it just tends to absorb better. I've got one sitting in front of me that's 4,900 test results from a carpet. On the walls, we'll see numbers on up to 400 parts per million.
And I understand that in some cases you see these labs in family homes, so you've got children's toys, beds, stuffed animals. When you test those items, what do you find?
We typically will test the carpets on the walls. I do have one sample. I tested a inside headboard of a crib in one home and found 162 parts per million right where the baby's head would be.
162 parts per million when the acceptable level is one part per million.
Correct.
Oh, my goodness. How do you actually get rid of the residue? What do you have to do to clean up a building or sort of strip down one of these labs?
We'll come in and remove all the fabric and porous materials, you know, even paper and things like that, the carpets, the wall coverings, couches, mattresses, those sorts of items are just removed in their landfilled. And then the cleanup involves just a kind of a washing of the walls in a method which reduces the spreading around of the chemicals. And then after that, we'll apply paint kind of as an insurance policy to encapsulate whatever we might have missed.
How much does this cleanup cost and who foots the bill?
Kind of the bag holder is kind of the way that I look at it. It's often the mom or the landlord, the mortgage company, whoever. It's rarely the users, manufacturers themselves. And the costs can go anywhere from for an assessment in, you know, $1,000, for an assessment and abatement somewhere in the neighborhood of $5,000, $10,000, on up depending on you know, the extent of the lab.
And how many of these cleanups would you do in the course of a week?
I'm currently working on about five of them this week. They come in about one a day. I've probably done about, to date, somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 of them.
And how much of your business does this represent?
I used to do the other things, the other environmental work that my partners in this company do, and now it takes up all my time just to do the methamphetamine work itself.
John Fox, thanks for talking to us.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
John Fox is vice president and part owner of Landmark Environmental of Bloomington, Minnesota. It's a company that cleans up the toxic waste left behind from the production of the drug methamphetamine.